Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Oh my God, this makes me want it even more.
I know.
Joe, come on.
Honestly, if I get it in my basket, whose address am I putting on?
Well, mine. I don't know why there's a question.
I know,
there.
But it's a once in a lifetime. Welcome to the secret world of slimming clubs. If you are obsessed with getting a cake bigger than your own head, just because it's on TikTok, this is the podcast you need. Updates on that in a tick. I am Jo, and with me is my fellow dieter, Victoria.
I was expecting a full slice in front of me when I walked into the studio, and there isn't one.
Of the cake as big as you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll update you on that.
Okay.
Producer Paul, hi.
Hi.
You can't have cake.
No, I can't.
He's not interested in that bit. But cake updates, if you don't know what we're talking about, we will tell you in a bit. First, though, got to get our first update from Victoria.
I was doing really well. I've had a really good couple of weeks until we went out on Thursday evening for food and we had a 3-course dinner. And that was it then. Once I had that, I could not get full again. So I grazed all of Friday, all of Saturday, all of Sunday. Whatever I have done that's good over the last couple of weeks is going to be now undone, thanks to my last few days of just eating whatever I want and not really getting full. And one thing to also mention is Ethan had an appointment with his dietitian because of his egg and dairy allergy. So she has basically said that he needs to eat more fatty things because he's not getting it from milk and cheese. So she said basically fatty meats and like chia seeds and avocados and all of that stuff. Now, I bulk feed everybody. I am not doing different meals for each of us. That is ridiculous. I do not have the time or the patience or the motivation to do any of that. So that means that I'm now going to have to start cooking like cottage pies and spaghetti meatballs and all of that with high fat mince.
Honestly, boys,
an excuse already.
I know.
Before you even need an excuse.
I know. When we had the conversation and she said, so what is he eating? I listed off. She said, well, what I would suggest is increasing his fats. Now he can have things like, and then she listed a whole lot of things and she said, how do you cook? And I said, for the family. And she's like, great. Well, what you just need to do is just make sure it's all really high fat stuff. And I'm like, oh, you don't know that. I'm on a podcast all about trying to lose weight.
You know what this sounds like, though? Atkins.
Yeah, it is a little bit, I suppose.
It
feels
Atkinsy.
Yeah, it is. I mean, he doesn't really like avocados. So every time I offer him one and he doesn't have it, I then have to have
it. Yeah, you have to have it.
Because I'm not wasting an avocado. They are bloody expensive.
They are,
those
and I love
things.
Them.
I know.
I love them so much.
I really want him to like them. So I have to keep offering them because one day he will.
Yeah.
But yeah, I went and did the food shopping the other day and saw all the mints and it's in 5, 10, 15, 20, up to 25%. I thought, I can't do 25%.
You're not used to it.
No, it'd be too much. So I've settled on, I think, 15. I got under
15% fat.
Yeah, build myself up. But the good thing is, in the cost of living crisis, it's the cheaper meat.
Fuck off, is it?
Yeah, the higher the fatter it, the cheaper it is.
Right.
It's full of shit, isn't it?
Yeah, but fat's good. That's the flavour.
But like
though,
the
isn't
lean
it? It'll be
stuff,
delicious.
The 5% stuff's more expensive. So it
Piss
gets cheaper.
My ass.
Yeah, the higher fat it gets cheaper.
Right. Okay, well, that's good.
And chicken as well, like chicken thighs, because they're more fattier. They're a lot cheaper as well than actual chicken breasts.
More flavour as well.
Yeah. Chicken thighs are...
So you save money,
yeah,
but it goes on the waistline.
Yeah, but like Joe says, like a Atkins or a Keto or Fast 800
but
is that as well, isn't it? But
no, you've
got
carbs.
Yeah, so you've got to cut the carbs out. Yeah.
I'm not cutting carbs out.
Well, you're going to have to.
I've done that before and I'm not doing it.
You're going to have to.
Well, welcome to your intervention.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You can't, it's not sustainable.
I know.
Right.
And honestly, boys make you fat and I've proven it time and time and time
right,
again.
So what's your fucking solution?
I don't know. Oh, it's just so frustrating, though.
I'm willing to hand you this block of cheese right now if you give me all the spuds in your house.
Like for like.
Yeah, I mean, I do love a spud, though.
Before you even had this meeting about Ethan's food, you'd gone off the rails.
Yeah.
So this is not your excuse for this week. This is a future week.
Yes.
So why have you gone off the rails? Did you do pancake day, Valentine's
Day? Yeah, so we went out for food on Thursday, a lovely three-course meal. But actually thinking about it, it was obviously pancake day, wasn't it, last week? So,
Tuesday.
Yeah, so it actually started a week. So I've been off the wagon a full week now, basically.
Oh.
So we had pancakes, lovely. And then Valentine's Day, other half very unexpectedly bought me a box of chocolates.
Well,
nice.
thank you.
Yeah, thank you. So I've been slowly making my way through them because I'm not offering them out because they're mine. Mm-hmm. And then obviously meal out. And then that was it. Three-course meal.
You expanded your stomach
again. I did. And I just haven't stopped. I mean, yesterday I ate, I think, four in the end. There was three at the time of the recording. Four mini Toffee Crisps. One after the other.
Oh, what a
life. Why not?
Okay, so what's the damage?
So I am up and down like a yo-yo.
Yes.
And I'm feeling very much like a yo-yo, size-wise. I put on the £3 I lost last week.
Oh, no.
I know. I didn't expect it to be quite as bad.
Well, I mean, listening to what you've just said... I think I probably did.
Yeah, I feel like I maybe should have got a bit more into it. But yeah, back £3 back on again. Oh, so please. I think I've lost £4 this year, I think it is now.
I'm going to say something out loud.
Please.
And here's what I'm going to say. Because I'm a slimming angel.
Sure, we'll get to you in a minute. But yes, okay.
Because I'm a slimming angel, when I do cook Matt shit.
Yeah.
I do myself a healthy version.
I can't be
you.
Bothered.
I've got all the fucking time in the world.
Oh,
I know you're a mother.
God.
I know you're a mother to a small child. But in a way, Matt's a child. So it's the same bloody thing. You need to start cooking healthier for you.
I know.
Why don't you just have a bit of what he's having and a load of salad?
I don't really do salad.
Okay,
it's
well, why don't you...
boring as fuck.
No one's denying that.
Oh, and then, but the thing is, I will have the right intentions of doing that. I will go and buy everything and have a lovely salad. And then after a couple of days, I'm like, can't be arsed. And then it all just gets wasted in the fridge.
Wow.
So I don't know. I do need to rein it in. Definitely, because I was doing really well. I had a good couple of weeks
and
everything was all logged and I felt really in control of it.
Have you started logging again?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Oh no, I tell a lie, I did today. I have logged my breakfast. That's as far as we've got.
Okay, fine.
But the day's still young.
Well, listen, darling, we're here to help.
Are you?
Sure.
I don't know. Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Here to help.
Yeah.
And that's why I've just said the word salad and let you get on with it.
I'm just getting closer and closer to the Taylor Swift concert.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and that's my whole thing.
When is the Taylor Swift concert?
It's in June.
Right, come on now.
I know.
Paul, get strict.
I know.
What are you?
There's no way she's eating carbs.
Oh, no.
She's not. You're absolutely right. So, do you want to be Taylor or not? Do you want to be Tay-Tay?
When she was at the Super Bowl and had her hot dog, she threw away the bun.
100%.
Did she? Actually, is that a fact?
I've no idea.
Listen, good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck with
the week
ahead.
I do feel like I will need it this week.
Well, Victoria doesn't need an excuse because she's like got them coming out of her ass, frankly. She's got lots of excuses, but Leanne's given us an excuse. We're ready for this.
Yes.
Best excuse of the week I've heard, says Leanne, was from a man.
Oh, lovely.
Like a man needs an excuse. He did not want to speak about his gain, and I was dying to know how much, says Leanne. But he did say he hoped for a loss next week, quote, providing the car doesn't break down again. So that was his excuse.
That the car broke down.
Yeah.
That's a stupid excuse.
Also, if your car breaks, it depends where it is. If it broke down outside KFC, fine. If it broke down in a lay-by, probably not a great excuse.
I still think it's a terrible excuse.
Yeah, you can't drive to the chippy.
That's true, but that's true.
Yeah, that
maybe
true.
The brake he got in the breakdown recovery vehicle and it was full of Mars bars in the glove compartment.
That must be what it is.
But he's not said, so we don't know. If you want to use that as an excuse, do that. Keep your excuses coming in. We love hearing them. And you could be featured in a future episode. And we've got more than just this episode as well. Remember, nearly 180 bonus episodes, which are called Extra Portions. If you sign up to our Patreon page, we did have somebody message us, Paul, about the numbering of Extra Portions.
Yeah.
She doesn't think there's a 1, 4, 5.
What?
Now, I said, if I tell
that's
Paul...
That's the kind of thing that upsets me.
Paul won't sleep tonight. But
yeah, but it might be my fault because I'm the one that titles the scripts.
I mean, you do regularly get the numbers wrong. I normally catch it and change it.
Well, listen, you go back, Paul. You decide. I'm sure it's 1, 4, 5, she told me.
If it's my fault, I don't want to know.
My whole superior attitude doesn't work if I make mistakes.
If you join Patreon in February, you will get a free NSV sticker and you also get access to our weight loss certificates, the gain certificate. How's that coming on, Paul? And there's a £100 draw each month as well. Spot prizes as well. Should we do some spot prizes now?
Sure.
Yeah.
This is for a Secret World of Slimming Club's water bottle going to who, Victoria?
Janet Poskett and Emily Clark.
Well done, girls. Get in touch with your address. We will send you those water bottles, which, by the way, are running out. So if you do want to get your hands on one before they all go, get to our Etsy store. And remember, if you want to join this month, immediately get your NSV sticker. It's just £4 a month. Search for us in the Patreon app or go to patreon.com/secretslimpod. Right. Before we move on to our next update, we've got to talk about this massive cake size of our heads.
I feel like it's gone more viral since we spoke about it as well.
I also do.
Like, it is literally everywhere at the moment.
It's called the Bruce and it's after...
In Matilda, Bruce Bogtrotter,
yes.
The big cake that he has.
There are some imitations doing the rounds which look lovely, but I am obsessed with the OG.
The original.
And you can only order it twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays for delivery. Apparently it's fantastic. I have tried every Tuesday and Thursday since the dawn of time. Last week I got it in my basket, but it has sold out before checkout. Today, it never said it was available.
Oh.
It didn't even say, right, off we go. It said sold out, order next Thursday, straight away. So I don't know what's going on with that company.
Well,
I'm close to driving.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know whether I should mention this or not, because I feel like it's just going to not help with our chances. But they're running a competition at the moment, aren't they? Where you can actually win one.
Yeah, and a full cake.
The entire cake, not just a slice.
Yeah.
And as soon as I saw it, I thought, this is a sign. It's got to be ours.
It's ours.
So we've just tagged each other relentlessly.
Yeah.
Oh, is that why I got tagged by you on Instagram?
Yeah, that was it. Glad you checked.
It's competition.
You need to enter it as well and tag us back.
What if you win?
More chance.
I don't really look at anything on Instagram.
Jesus. There's a lot of stuff out there that you're missing out on.
Okay, thanks.
We've had so many messages.
So many.
Let's start with Jess's message.
So Jess says, hey girls and producer Paul, warning, do not get a Bruce. They are the most amazing cakes in the world and you'll never be the same again.
There are warnings.
That's
on
why
this.
We want it.
I'm absolutely obsessed with it. Ailsa says, I had a Bruce last October and Jesus fucking wept. He was sensational. He has not been far from my mind ever since.
October.
I know. I got one because my friend lives close to the bakery. Apparently, if you manage to get a slice in one of the bi-weekly drops for posting, he does travel well as well.
I love how they're talking as if it's a person.
Yeah. We decided that the best way to enjoy Bruce was to pop our slices into the microwave for 10 seconds. And it's absolutely off the scale. Cannot recommend enough.
Oh, my God, this makes me want it even more.
I know.
Joe, come on.
Honestly, if I get it in my basket, whose address am I putting on?
Well, mine. I don't know why there's a question.
I know,
there.
But it's a once in a lifetime. I'm so close to driving.
You're just into a competition. It's like you can get cake. Anyway, yeah, but I know what you're like, Joe. It's like once, as soon as they tell you you can't have it,
yeah,
it's then become an obsession.
It's 10 slices, Paul. Do you not get it?
Yeah.
I can't eat it. I don't know why it's such a big part of my life.
Well, because if you got us one, we would do whatever you said for upwards of 24 hours. And that is a fact.
I mean, Joe might. I don't know. And finally, on Bruce, before we move on, Katie Glossop says, I live 10 minutes from the shop.
What?
Before Bruce went viral, I had a bad day and my lovely, lovely boyfriend had ordered me a slice on Deliveroo.
What the...
It took me 3 days to eat it.
to eat one slice?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The shop do a click and collect if anyone wants one picking up and sending. Why has nobody offered to do this for us?
Oh, my God.
So where is it? Is it Leeds?
Leeds.
Well, I've said it's Leeds. I don't know. Is it? What, have you checked?
No, but I'm sure somebody mentioned around that area.
I would travel upwards of 60 miles.
I think we should.
I know, we should.
Joe,
do,
seriously, I
we
think
should
we should do
road
it.
Trip.
Yeah.
I mean, it must be about 60 miles from where we are to there.
I'm a little
to
bit
Leeds,
further than
anyway.
So,
do you come past the shop on your way here?
Are you joking? Where do you think I live?
I don't know. I don't know, but in
do you really think I travel 60 miles to do this?
But you're
shit?
Up north, aren't you?
Ish.
Right, well, so is Leeds. Someone help us.
The same, yeah.
Someone help us.
Coronation Street, you'll live on, yeah?
Do you live on Coronation Street?
Yeah, yeah, I do.
Well,
yeah,
I think
yeah.
it's close. Listen, if anybody does know, please, if you know that you... Here's my thing.
Oh, God.
If I was guaranteed to get a slice...
I'd go.
...any time of day...
Yeah.
...I would... Mosey
that's
on
the
up
thing,
there.
Though, you don't know. It's the uncertainty.
Well, I
isn't
need
it?
Fucking guarantees. I need to know shit.
Someone's going to know. Someone has to
yeah,
be in
Bruce.
That.
Bruce knows. Bruce, if you're listening, please let us know. We're happy. I'll pay petrol for this. Away from Bruce, shall we move on?
Please.
Let's see what you have been talking about. Jean Hill says, I've just listened to your latest podcast episode with the lady who had the stockings and heels on.
Oh.
Who got stuck in the snow. Do you remember?
Best story. I love that one.
Yeah.
Well, Jean says I can top that.
Oh, okay.
Brace yourselves. I went to visit my boyfriend, now my husband,
okay.
in all the gear. Stockings, suspenders, all of that stuff. She then drove home at midnight, ran out of petrol.
Oh, no.
Guess who pulled up?
Who?
The police.
Oh, oh no.
Oh, did they think that she was a hooker?
Oh, my God. She's not said that. Why are you saying that? She says, and I quote, the police turned up. I was there in a trench Mac and not much else. They wanted to take me to get petrol. And I asked, please, can I just stay here?
Oh,
and he
my
said,
God.
No, it's very dark on this road. You need to come with us. I had to go and get the petrol dressed like that in the back of a police car. So embarrassed.
Do you know what, though? If I knew that I wasn't staying over, I definitely would have taken a change of clothes.
Just a comfy hoodie.
Something.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be travelling back in that.
I wouldn't. Agreed, darling.
Absolutely
agreed.
Not. Claire Stratford says, I almost daren't say it, but I'm thinking about joining a gym on Monday. It's literally over a decade since I was last in one. I walk... with my dog daily, but that's the limit of my exercise. I have such a sweet tooth and don't stick to any diet plan.
Oh no.
My thinking is if I get an exercise plan to follow, it will keep me motivated with diet, and by the end of the year I will be 2 stone lighter and feeling fabulous.
Amazing.
The only problem is the actual going to the gym bit.
Sure, that is the issue.
I'm scared. I don't even own suitable clothing. I'm worried about being an obvious newbie and being watched. I'm worried I'm going to look like an idiot not having any idea what to do.
I've got to say, no one's watching you at the gym.
Nope.
Because the good ones are so busy looking at themselves
yes.
in the mirror. They
taking
could
selfies.
Care fucking less. No one cares. And my experience of going to the gym is that A, no one cares.
Mm.
B, there's always somebody less fit than you.
Yeah.
If you go to my gym, I am redder and sweatier. So don't worry about that. That's a fact. But also, when I can't use a piece of equipment, you know what blokes are like. Fucking hell, let me be the hero, whatever. So they are always really willing
yeah.
to help and be sweet and kind. And I'm happy to play the damsel. if I need some help. Yeah. I don't mind playing
and
that.
Usually when you join a gym, although it's been a long time since I have as well, I think you usually get like a bit of a tour as well, don't you? And somebody will explain different things. And there's always a staff member to help.
Please know that everyone's looking in the mirror at themselves.
Yes,
I swear to God, don't let it put you off. If you want to get fitter, if you want to get healthier and fitter, don't let it put you off. But what I will say is, it's the food that's going to lose you the weight, because exercise does not help. As we know, it just helps you get fitter. Anyway, Hazel Brooks says, I just spent £10 Deliveroo-ing a single tub of Ben and Jerry's. Oh, no regrets.
God. Oh, wow.
£10.
Well, when 10 you need quid it. On just the delivery, or is that including the
That
Ben
would
and
have
Jerry's?
Been including.
Wow.
£10 for a tub of Ben and Jerry's to be delivered.
I don't know if that is worth it.
Oh.
Yeah, but if you need ice cream.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, that
10
is true.
£10, are you willing to give £10 for it right now?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the Bruce cake's £15 a slice, isn't it?
Is it really?
Yeah.
I thought it'd be more than that.
Yeah, it feels like it should be. Anyway.
Bargain.
It would be a lot more to hear on delivery.
Yes.
That is for sure. Everyone whose message gets read on the podcast will get a No Shame in a Gain sticker. If you are a Patreon member, remember that you can choose which sticker you want. We've got tons available. Just get in touch with your name and address. You can contact us on any of our socials. We're at Secret Slim Pod, plus the Secret World of Slimming Clubs community group on Facebook. Tons of chat between you guys. We are on there as well. Enjoy.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Right, our next update is from me.
Achievements this week. Just been to a garden centre and my boyfriend Matt bought himself a cupcake,
solid caramel,
all the trimmings, massive bit of chocolate on the top. I just had a latte. I also was peckish when I got home, so chopped up an apple. If you fancy something savoury, like I also did, I've just had a teaspoon of Marmite. So if I don't lose weight this week, what is the point? Talking to my boyfriend, and I don't know if this is the same with your partner where in your house, but this is the difference between the two of us. Yesterday, at 2 p.m, he decided to have his breakfast.
What?
So he hadn't had any food up to 2 p.m. because, and I quote, been busy. Matt, I'm doing this. Anyway, so 2 p.m, he put his porridge in the microwave, then got busy again, didn't take it out of the microwave for 20 minutes. That's the difference. Like, can you cope till 2 p.m. and not even think about food? Crazy, isn't it?
God, no. I go to bed thinking about my breakfast in the morning.
I agree.
2 p.m.
Breakfast is one of my favourite things.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, me too.
2 o'clock.
And I have to remind him.
To
I
eat.
Have to say to him, have you had any food today? He's not aware whether he has or not.
What?
I know.
Oh,
How fucking frustrating, isn't it? It's so frustrating.
Did he have the porridge eventually?
Yeah, but 20 minutes. And I kept saying, the microwave's pinging. Passive aggressively.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. And eventually, it's the right temperature now. I was like, I bet it's horrible. She's stood there in the microwave for 20 minutes. And that was his breakfast. I know.
I hate them.
Yeah.
Boyfriend got in from work yesterday, there was a bit of chocolate cake left that he had bought, and he decided to eat it with Nutella on top of it.
Double the sweets?
Yeah, before dinner as well.
Oh.
That was a starter.
So not only does he have pizza after we've had dinner, he now starts with a bloody Nutella.
Does he put weight on?
No, does he fuck?
Oh, he's so frustrating. Bastard.
Yeah.
At least that's more relatable, though, than your boyfriend not eating all day.
Yeah, weird.
I can't understand that in the slightest.
But what that does mean is that when he does fancy something, he can have anything he wants.
Yeah, because, I mean, even that's not a lot of calories in a porridge pot.
No, so but he has the golden syrup one.
Yeah, but still, though.
Because he's a small child, obviously. And then he had the salted caramel.
Oh, that just sounds nice.
It looked amazing. And we went to Macca's this week, and I just had... latte again.
Are you sinning your lattes? Because they are quite milky, obviously.
Yeah, I use the milk as the healthy extra A on the Slimming World plan. Because you get two of those now.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, you get
it's
two.
It's changed.
So listen, I think I've had a good week.
Okay, good.
So I was ready for a fight. Because you know when you think you've had a good week... And sometimes you get on the scales and you've not had the week that you absolutely fucking know you deserve.
That was me 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know if I believed you. I can't remember.
I'm not sure. I just remember being really angry that week. Very hormonal.
Yes, well, I was ready for that.
Okay.
I was like, I'm going to fucking take you.
Hopefully it didn't come to that.
I got on the scales.
Okay.
And I lost.
Great.
£3.
No way.
Now, that is big for me.
That is really good.
It's such a huge
deal.
You
stole my £3.
Yeah, I got it.
Wow,
and
that's so good.
Have we had Valentine's Day since we last spoke?
Yeah, it was last Wednesday.
Right,
yeah.
So I had fish and chips.
Wow.
And I still lost £3.
Joe, what have you been doing for the last few weeks prior to this?
I think this might be my whoosh.
Okay.
That's not a thing.
I think it might be, because I deserve this.
Yes, you do.
And I look like a twat, because when people went, oh, brilliant, well done, I went, well, yeah, I deserved it.
So it's been a long time coming,
like
thank you.
I definitely look like an arsehole to people. But I feel like I did everything right.
Well done, yeah. I'm really happy for you.
It's so weird that a plan works, isn't it?
When you stick to it.
When you stick to a plan. It's very weird, but it does work, and I've lost £3 massive pounds.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the Secret World of Slimming Club's data zone. I can confirm that you lost £3 this week and actually only lost £3 once all of last year.
Did I?
Oh, yeah.
Was that the most I lost all of last year as well in one go?
Yes.
It's so hard for me. Like my sister, she put some pounds on last week, but the week before I think she lost £5.
Oh, that now
she'd
happens.
Been out fucking drinking wine. And it never happens to me. We've
That's
got the same
loss.
Genes.
Joe, yeah. In your defence, one week you did gain £5.5 last year. So, you know, same difference.
Swings. Okay,
it was a £5 difference.
Okay, fine. This year, we would like to celebrate your NSVs. We talk about them a lot. This is the year when we don't just
embrace,
celebrate what's
yeah.
on the scales. We've just got to learn to love ourselves. We've had another NSV registration, Victoria.
Yeah, Mark says, I've just got a new pair of jeans that are 18 inches smaller than when I started my journey.
Oh,
wow.
18 inches.
That's amazing.
Whoa, that is good.
God, I literally can't get my head around that.
It takes me so long to lose any inches off the waist.
Yeah.
Legs go quick.
Yeah, you've got good legs.
Thank you, darling. But waist, absolute explosion.
I think the waist is actually the one that goes first, I think.
Oh, I hate you.
I've quite an hourglass, so it tends to go quite in. But then I've got big hips and big bums, so...
Yeah, but the boys like that, darling. Paul, talking to boys.
Hi.
Hi, Paul. We're going to do our final messages, unless you piss us off. So let's get your update. How have you done this week? I don't think I know what you've been up to this week.
Yeah, much of the same, except I have been moaning about putting on weight. So my wife has stepped in and told me I need to cut down on my portion size.
Oh, good girl.
And right. She does the cooking in our house, so I haven't really got a leg to stand on there.
have you noticed a difference in hunger?
We've switched to eating more wrap. wraps, gluten-free wraps for dinner because she can control. She's like, okay, you're allowed three of them. I'm like, I want five.
Five?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I was going to say three sounds a lot.
She works in sales, so I know she's going on. Her first bid is low, so I know I feel like I can get her up. But she knew that I would say five, so she probably already planned on giving me four.
Right.
So where we settled on.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. And then smaller wraps last night. I think I had four as well. Very nice. Really enjoyed
them. Are they like fajita wraps?
Yeah, like fajita wraps. Nice. Yeah, kind of thing.
They're quite high calorie though, I think, wraps.
Well, let's find out.
Mm. She bought stupid big oats porridge.
I love the jumbo oats.
Yeah, well, as you saw, they exploded in the microwave on Friday.
Oh.
So I only had like quarter portion.
But you've
got to say, it was such a fucking drama.
Yeah.
It was such a drama.
Well, I only had my quarter of my porridge left.
Yeah, but that's good though, cutting down portions.
Yeah, but I was hungry.
Was he hangry after that?
Yeah, but the problem is in order to use them up, she's made flapjacks, which I love.
Nice, that's all right.
Yeah, well, but I'm eating flapjacks now.
Okay, well, just portion size them, ration them.
My mum is visiting us this weekend, and Matt's favourite thing that she bakes is flapjacks. And because it's his birthday next week, I have a suspicion that she will be making him flapjacks for our house.
That's okay.
So
which
good.
I will have to turn down.
They're like sneaky, really high calories, aren't they?
Defo,
flapjacks, yeah.
Butter, syrup, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
That's literally it.
So, well, my wife puts chocolate on them as well.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, she's so good.
She's too good for you.
Yeah.
So, I've maintained
this
morning.
How boring.
Yeah.
How did you feel when you maintained?
I'm not happy about it.
Well, it
is disappointing because it's neither in or there, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like maintain.
Oh.
I feel like it gives me a bit more control.
Yeah, it's better than a
happening.
Game, but I always find it a bit like, oh, but what a waste of a week.
Yeah, but I'm at a very high. My weight is very high now, so maintain is not going to do it for me. I would say I'm a stone heavier than my average weight.
Maybe you should stop complaining about how many wraps you get given then.
Yeah.
Maybe
you should drop a wrap.
No, but...
drop a wrap.
That means I've got to, like, do other things and exercise and stuff. I'm Googling a lot of kettlebell workouts at the minute. I'm not doing any of them.
Oh, you sound like Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's inspiring you to not do any workouts.
We're busy looking at the minute, ever so busy.
Yeah.
Deciding which gym to join.
So if you look at my Google history, you go, wow, this guy.
See that. No.
Okay, yeah.
Well, listen, almost well done.
Whatever.
Actually, not really, though, is it?
But a maintain.
It's just. I mean, I like maintain.
Listen, okay, well done to your wife for cutting down your portion sizes.
Yeah, because had
otherwise
she
you'd
not,
have put on.
You'd have put on. Yeah. So we do need to give some thanks to your wife there.
No. No, I won't be thanking her, and I will be negotiating with tonight's wraps.
Valentine's Day, didn't you have some donuts, though?
Oh, yeah, had gluten-free donuts from that Borough 22 that a listener put me on with. Yes, so I did eat one of those.
Just the one?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, did I tell you, I spent £28 on them for my wife.
Oh, weren't they supposed to be a dozen?
I thought they were a dozen. Turns out there were six of them.
Shit.
It's like they weren't wrong. I just read it wrong.
So you had one of the six.
So I had one, yeah.
And she had the rest, or did you?
Yeah. My son had one, I think. And then she probably polished off the rest
over a few days.
Yeah.
A gift, yeah.
She does love a donut.
Good girl. Let's hear some more of your stories finally this week.
Okay, so this was spotted on a fess hole by Sarah Michelle Waters. And it says, the wife has got us both in a New Year diet, which has resulted in me secretly eating in Morrison's car parks after I've done the big shop.
I want to hear from anyone who is secretly eating in a supermarket car park.
Oh, I did it the other day.
Okay, I've heard from one already.
Yeah. In fact, I forgot to mention it last week, but it didn't really matter because I had a good loss. But when I went for my bra fitting in M&S, I love their cupcakes that they do, you know, in the box ones.
Oh, okay.
And they do like a Victoria sponge. I mean, it's gone up now. I remember when they were like 90p, they're like £1.10 now, ridiculous. but I didn't want to take one home for my boyfriend, so I ate the entire thing in the car before.
He's not allowed
home.
To know.
No.
Yeah. No. Sometimes Matt will say to me, God, how many crisps have you had? And I go, oh, that's over days. And it's
over
what I mean is one journey. You don't need to know. Kelly says, I've got a story which I'm so proud of. Back in the 90s, I left the nightclub at 2 a.m. and stopped for food at the burger van right outside the entrance. As I'm walking from the burger van to our taxi, I slipped on ice and ended up flat on my back.
Oh, no.
But, guys, I managed to hold my burger in the air the whole time and even shouted, burger's fine. Good times. Great times, guys.
That's a story that will stay with you forever, that
really. I hope you were eating it in the ambulance.
And Grace says, I just want to confirm that boys do indeed make you fat.
That's what you say.
I live in Ireland and have maintained my 4 stone loss for 4 years.
Wow.
My average Slimming World sins for the whole week are around 50. I met a guy from Liverpool and went to see him for the weekend. In one single day, I had 200 sins. Okay. Most of which were double gins, and I rarely even drink.
Oh, God.
And all the food was beige.
Oh.
There wasn't a fruit or veg that passed my lips all weekend.
Oh, wow.
I'm going back to see him next weekend. Please pray for me.
Oh, God. Well done.
Worth it.
Well, definitely absolutely worth it. You've all got yourselves a No Shame In Again sticker. Right, let's crown the Slimmer of the Week. Happy to accept it.
Yeah, you're definitely yours.
It's Joe, yeah.
Thank you. No discussion. We will be back. No, none needed. We'll be back on Monday for Patreon members. Then, of course, back here on Tuesday and Thursday on this feed as well. So whether you're slimming or sinning, remember, there's no shame in a game.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.